Okie dokie. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Sup, dude?
And a big-ass purple dinosaur with one tooth.
One tooth. Should be scary, but apparently kids love him.
We love you, purple dinosaur. It's 7-Eleven. The Plan B Morning Show. Let's keep moving here. It is time for, what is it?
It's more of a lamb chops kind of a guy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That hot redhead there with the little with a little redheaded perm. Yeah, she was a babe. This is the song that... And she was good with her hands, too. She was good with her hands, too.
She's great with her hands, yeah,
right? Yeah. You think she would leave the lamb chop doll? Oh, God, no.
You are terrible. No. You're a dude, you are going straight.
No.
Right.
Why did I say that? Why did I do that? No.
It just ruined years of lamb chops.
It's a childhood show that I grew up watching. My mom loved that show.
Yeah.
This is the song.
Was that PBS? It was a PBS one, right?
I think it was PBS. So what was that chick's name? Hold on. Dude, I remember watching that. It was the donkey and the lamb and... Hold on.
I do remember watching that as a kid. It wasn't that bad of a show.
Oh, it was the American Kid, at least. Yeah, Lamb Chop Host.
That stupid-ass song at the end, though, man.
Yeah, Sherry Lewis.
That's who it was. Yeah, I knew Sherry. I knew her name was Sherry. She looks like a Sherry.
Yeah, she looks like a Sherry. Yeah, she was a real babe back in the day. Still was, even when she was on Lamb Chop.
Yeah. All right, move on. You need... Why he's quiet?
I'm just looking at photos.
You're looking too hard. You're staring.
This is a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on. All right, we got to do your morning dump list.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pumpin.com.
And no, she's not going to leave the puppet on, Brock.
She better. Leave the, you know, put another puppet on. Two puppets. I want two puppets. So I actually have like two space stories that I think we can fill up the morning dump with. So first of all, a giant solar flare is coming right for us, and it could mess with satellites and the power grid. Or it could also just give us a pretty cool light show. Scientists think the solar storm will hit Earth sometime today. If it's big enough, it could disrupt satellite communications, mess with GPS, and temporarily knock out power.
Really? That's scary. Solar flares are scary.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. All right, because they are saying, like, oh, it could give us really cool, like, visible northern lights across. That's great, except for the fact that at any point in time, and there's no way to predict it, the sun could literally just have, like, a
any
fart.
Time. Boom. Yeah,
and we're done.
Big flare, done. Dude, we're torches the entire.
Done. Yeah.
It's scary, dude. So have you ever seen the picture of, like, this was a solar flare on the sun today, and here is a picture of the Earth in comparison to how big the solar flare actually is.
Dude.
What?
Dude.
Dude.
All it would take is just that sun to burp wrong, all right? Right there. And we're dead. The entire world just...
Scorched. God. Have you seen that scene in the Terminator when the nuke hits?
Yeah.
She's holding onto the fence, and it just blows her skin off her skeleton body.
That's what it would be like. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I am talking scorched Earth. I will massacre you. No, it's terrifying. Like, it's so funny. Like, we all just we're sitting here just walking around, just like, and we don't realize. Like, at any point in time,
any
that could
time.
Just like that, and we not like we'd see it coming. That's not like we'd see it coming. Dead.
I mean, we can kind of see that what's going on up there. We can kind of predict things, you know, from the past and history and whatnot. But dude. Every scientist sits there and says, "Yeah, I mean,
I guess maybe then we shouldn't worry about it because if it does happen, whatever,
you know." Same thing with like Yellowstone, that geyser or whatever it's called. What is it?
It's the you get the isn't there a there's an active volcano under
volcano
there?
Volcano or something. Dude, like it's that. Just steaming.
Something
it is
terrifying.
Sitting there just sizzling, just ready to. If that thing pops, dude, half of America's gone.
One of the plates there over in California that separates. Forget about it, man.
Don't you get it? Yeah. We're all dead.
Yeah, we're just little tiny, just little tiny bacteria hanging onto this for dear life. We're all dead. All right.
See, it's October. We're supposed to scare you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's part of the month. That's what we're doing.
You all should really take note because we're dead. Okay. Lastly, there's something on the wing. Beam me up because today William Shatner The Star Trek actor, beloved by space nerds all, will blast off to space thanks to Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin. He and three others will lift off from Texas. The trip is scheduled to last for about 10 minutes. 90 years old, the actor will become the oldest person to fly into space.
Wow, shooting Shatner up into space, huh?
Shatner, what do you think about this?
What is a man but that lofty spirit, that sense of enterprise, that devotion to something that cannot be sensed, cannot be realized, but only dreamed, the highest reality.
Brilliant. Bravo, bravo.
I agree. That's very well put, William Shatner. I appreciate
old, old-timey
you.
Old-timey acting.
I appreciate you taking the time. is there anything else you can tell us about your trip up there?
Mind your own business, Mr. Spock. I'm sick of your half-breed interference. Do you hear?
I'm not Mr. Spock, Shatner. That was actually just a character on your show.
Soundboard over there? What, you got a Shatner soundboard? You put?
Anything else you'd like to tell us?
Get the hell out of here.
That wasn't as good. I thought that was going to be a better one. Oh, here, I got a good one. I got a good one.
Captain's log, Stardate 3541.9.
I fly off into space.
Nobody talks like that. Dude, did anybody tell any of the actors back in the day, like, hey, just be a little bit more natural?
I'm getting on the ship, and we are flying into space. Me and Jeff Bezos will explore and go where no man has ever gone
before.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And Shatner had no comment on the shape of the rocket, the fact that it's shaped like a giant penis. But I'm sure he'd probably
Shatner,
say,
Shatner, get in the giant penis-shaped rocket.
It's actually flying smaller than mine, flying through space. All right. Anyway, that's enough of this horrible William Shatner impersonation. So we got solar flares are going to kill us, and William Shatner's going into space. Good enough for me. Man. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.